Welcome, welcome to the DL Debate. Thanks so much for tuning in now on Highland Radio, or if you're listening back via the podcast. Thank you to legendary Ivan Borland and the Power Hour Plus, Katie, for the news there. Joe Dex is here, as ever, producing and looking after us with another huge weekend of Championship Club action to review. I just want to say first, from the top of the show, a special hello to Danny McGrady down there in Downing's. He looked after me Sunday morning at a puncture in the Downing's Bay. We were well looked after, as I say, Saturday night. We stayed down in Downing's after a club game. The club game was rearranged to Saturday night. I want to thank Downing's Club for facilitating, and Maxie Curran down there, their manager. I hope it wasn't him who punctured my tyre after the game. But listen, I want to thank the club, of course. Sunday, folks, I just want to mention, very emotional day for everybody at St Junan's, and especially to Cathy McGlynn, their family, the McHughes, and of course the McGlynn family. Listen, Aidan was a great, great club man and a great friend of all ours. And you know, just thinking about club and the people that make it, and you know, it's not just what they do, all this work that goes on in the background, it's the way it's done. You know, people do things, they add their own personality to it, they create friendships and bonds. And you know, himself and Gareth there doing the stats this long time have had such a bond with all the senior team, and I'm so proud of the club yesterday, and lovely service in the cathedral, and the send off that the club gave him and the senior team, you know, on Aidan's final journey from the park that he loved so much to Cornwall. It was a real special moment in such a sad time, and just our sympathies and our, you know, our heart goes out to everybody who knew Aidan and everybody who loved him, and of course especially Cathy. And I just want to say, Aidan, we will see you again, sir, at some stage. And I just, lads, I know, Brendan, you were there yesterday. It was such a heart-wrenching day, but there was a lot of, I suppose, there was a lot of love and a lot of energy there from everybody in the club that to give Aidan a send-off.
Yes, indeed, Brendan. It was a really sad occasion to say goodbye to Aidan. And, you know, as you said, I thought the club handled it impeccably, and, you know, that there was generations of different players down through the club, down through the years, and all tugged out in their union's gear. And whilst it was a sad occasion, I'm sure Aidan will be proud and looking down, and you know, his brother Gareth, you know, the two of them, you didn't see one without the other.
And yeah,
it's just difficult. So it's difficult to comprehend. So it is, you know, in totality, and all we can do is, you know, think of the family, and hopefully they get over this and with time. And that's about it, Brendan, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, hard to know what to say.
Oh, listen, that's it, Brendan. That's it. Listen, he'll be sorely missed. He'll be sorely missed.
Yeah, and a great fella, and we pass all our condolences down in Termin to everyone in St Junan's. And Aidan, we knew him well. We used to see him out running as well. And
that's right. And he's big Letterkenny AC.
Big into the running, and difficult time for everyone in St Junan's. So we pass on our condolences.
Thanks, Park. Much appreciated. Folks, as I said at the top of the show, even though football for many of us took a different light at the weekend, it was a huge weekend of Championship, and Barry with Brendan and Ryan Ferry's going to take us through that shortly. I just want to first of all mention the Donegal Masters and the great Francie Martin, who's put so much on the sport GA in this county, and he's working his magic again. So the Masters are in the plate final up in Breffni Park at 1 p.m. this Saturday, Donegal versus London. Some of the exiles, I'm sure there's a few Donegal boys mixed in through that as well. That's just from the weekend, of course. Glenn Swilly, St Michael's, and Eve Connell Kilcare, fair play to them. They topped the group stages. So we now have games coming up. Gidor McCool's, St Union's Ardra, Dunlow, Downing's, four Masters. Killy Beggs are all playing in the prelim quarter finals on Saturday and Sunday there, lads. I've put my fixture somewhere. There they are. There.
Sunday, four Masters, Killy Beggs, and you have Gidor and McCool. So you've got a couple of tasty ones there, Saturday. Yeah. You know, Downing's and Dunlow going to be very looking forward to that one. You know,
Downing's, that's 2 p.m. Yeah, you're right, on the Saturday.
And there's Saturday. A bit of rekindling to be done, Ardra and St Uran's. So that old love affair looks like it's going to continue. So that's on Saturday as well.
Yeah, that's the two Saturday games, and four Masters, Killybegs, 1 p.m. on Sunday in Ardra, and then Gidoer McCool's are playing the Donald Park at 4 p.m. Of course, the relegation playoffs, they're happening on Sunday. Area Ballyshannon are taking on Cloughaneely. That's in the Donald Park. Time to be confirmed, is it? No, it's at 1 o'clock, sorry.
1 o'clock, yeah.
And Glenfinnan are playing St. Noel's, and that's in Donegal Town, and that is on at 4 p.m. So yeah, a lot of crunch games to get into there, lads. Yous are going to take us through all the scenarios, and lads, of course, we have to mention the 365s at the weekend. 365, what's that sound like? 365 degrees. There was 365s at the weekend, boys, in club football. I'm sure that's going to come up, Brendan, because you were at one of them doing commentary, which is not an easy thing to do now. So, lads, I'm sure that'll come up as part of the discussion, Park, and say Ryan Ferry's on the line there as well. Ryan, you coming through?
I am. I'm here, Brendan, yeah.
Good man, yourself.
Hi, Ryan.
How are we, man?
Good, good. Yeah.
So, lads, of course, looking forward, or, well, looking back, reflecting on the weekend, we do know who's the parents, but first of all, Glen Swilly sitting top. Brendan, you have St Michael's and Niamh Connell and Kilcare. Look, Glen Swilly, you know, happy enough with their performances in the knockouts, or in the league format of the Championship. St Michael's will be the same. So as Niamh Connell, Kilcare, but St Uran's, suppose, talk us through that one first of all. Your thoughts on that, suppose?
Yeah, well, listen, I suppose you have to go back to the Gidoer game, and Gidoer came up the park and went away with the 2 points after battling and, you know, setting up a good defensive rear guard that Uran's didn't break down. And, you know, that was 2 points, and I was at the game down in Downing's again at the weekend. And, you know, Uran's led by 6 at half time, had a fair nice breeze behind them in the second half and didn't really kick on. It ended up 4 points apiece in the second half. Game won 10 to 7 points. And Uran's again didn't, you know, a lot of unforced errors. Listen, there was a lot going on in the club, as we discussed earlier, but a lot of unforced errors. And you have to give great credit to Downing's. Like, they set up well. I say the tight confines of the pitch down in Downing's didn't really suit the Uran's style of play either. So yeah, listen, it just means they've they have to go out again this weekend, and that's not such a bad thing either. I don't see a huge problem with that. You know, it's a game a week, and, you know, if players at this level, they're all, we know the shape they're in, the fitness levels and all that kind of thing. The worry is you pick up a knock to a key player or that, but I don't see it as a major problem. And they're coming up against Ardra, as you mentioned, and my good friend Damien Devaney in charge of Ardra. I don't know how happy he is with the draw, but, you know, Ardra got their 2 points and they avoided the relegation playoffs, and I think that was their main objective at the outset of the Championship, so it was. And at this stage now, they've got the tougher of the four prelim quarterfinals, I think. Yeah. I think you look at the other three games and, you know, there's no defined favourite as such if you look at the three of them, whereas the Unions are obviously going to go in this as raging hot favourites. And, you know, they demolished Ardra, I think, last year out in the park in a Championship match. And so Ardra have been plodding along nicely. The two Malloys, KJ, John Ross, playing really well for them. Kevin White got sent off early yesterday, but they've Connor Classen, CJ, you know, so, you know, there's a lot of quality in that Ardra team. Charlie Bennett playing cornerback did a really good job, I believe, yesterday too. He was marking Sennan Carr. And so, you know, Ardra won't have an awful lot to lose, but Unions would win as hot favourites in that one.
Yeah, I suppose, Ryan, just going to bring you in that one. If you were in the Unions camp, you'd be disappointed. First of all, not qualifying for automatic qualification into the quarterfinals. Yeah, and they've got Ardra. Brendan's maybe suggested it's just another game, but look, they would have liked to gone through following some of their performances in the league format of the Championship.
Yeah, Porrick, like, it really is a strange one when you think about it. Like, they defeated Kilcare, they defeated Niamh Connell, both fairly comfortably. And the only game they lost was by a point, and yet Kilcare and Niamh Connell are safely through to the quarterfinals, and they have this extra game, which, you know, okay, people are expecting them to come through, but it could be a hindrance in some degree. So, you know, you're probably looking at it, Brendan, I probably did think it was exciting over the last two weekends and seeing how teams would go and a lot of teams kind of close together on points and that. But, you know, when you look at it, you know, score difference did have a big, big say in it. And whether that's right or wrong, I'm not so sure. But that's the way it is. It's a tough game for our draw. Like, maybe our draw would think they would have been better one spot further down, like, you know, but look, that's what it is. They've got to get on with it now. You know, maybe they'll take heart from you know, Downing's last week, you know, where, you know, put up a good enough account of themselves against St Union's. So, you know, maybe our draw will try and take something from that. I don't know if they were down watching and, you know, go from there. And look, it's one of those, Park, they're safe in senior football for another year. They can go and have a lash at it. Nobody's expecting them to win, but, you know, you never know how it'll play out.
Absolutely, and if they, as you said, rightly said, Ryan, if they look at the performances Gidor had against St Durin's, the performance Downing's did as well, look, there's a bit of a template there already. Brendan, if anyone want to hear about it, or you either, but it's going to be defensive, I would say, Brendan.
Yeah, you would imagine so. You know, they're going to have to try and shut up shop and not let Durin's get a run at them, so they are. And, you know, we saw Downing's do it on Saturday evening, and as you mentioned, Gidor did it the week before up in O'Donnell Park, so... I'm sure Damien and his team, man management team, will have a look at that this week and see how they set up. It wouldn't be a traditional way that Ardra would normally go out and play football. They like to go out and play Orthodox football as such, but, you know, it's a means must kind of thing. And Ryan correctly said, like, you know, there's nothing to lose as such, so no one expects really much from them in that respect. But Union's, you know, Niall O'Donnell didn't feature on Saturday night, Darren Mulgrew, a couple other players. And, you know, if they're going to progress in the championship, they need to get these players back on the pitch, so they are, because they're crucial to their... And, you know, to be fair to Unions too on Saturday night, like, Kieran Moore, superb game, kicked some wonderful points, like, and, you know, they never looked in trouble from, you know, early on. Downing's got the first couple of scores, Paddy McIldrey and one of the McGrady's, and... To be fair, Oran Winston, who had busy first half, then got a mark and got Junans off the mark. And from there, they kicked on. They never looked in trouble as such, so they didn't. So I don't see a huge problem. The next game this weekend, they just got to get on with it now at this stage.
Knuckle down. We're reflecting that game you're at yesterday, Brendan, Gidor against St Michael's. St Michael's going down to Maharagallen. I think it's quite some time since Gidor last got beat down in Maharagallen in the championship. It was... A very defensive game. 6-5 was the final score. St Michael's will not care. Daniel McLaughlin rolling back the years, kicking 2 points. And suppose, I think it's the first time in 12 years, we were saying earlier on, that St Michael's has beaten one of the top four.
Yeah, and very, very much deserved yesterday, so it was. Listen, conditions weren't great now because there was a cold wind blowing right down the field, so there was. And, you know, from the very outset, Michaels took control of the ball and they were happy to play the ball around the middle third, so they were not taking any chances going in. I thought Gidor were a bit flat. I thought maybe that they could have come out and put a bit more pressure on St Michael's. St Michael's looked very comfortable in possession, so they didn't play really well, particularly around, that middle third area, in the middle of the park, where they showed that bit more hunger for breaking ball, the likes of Andrew Kelly, you know, Colin McFadden, Martin McElhenney. The two O'Reilly brothers inside worked really hard, and, you know, they just did enough, and it was 2 points apiece at half time, and there was very little to get excited. Myself and Oshin were doing live commentary, and it was difficult to do commentary on it. So
the word I have here is uneventful. He's kept referencing, it must have been very uneventful.
It certainly was, but, you know, Gidor minus a couple of players, so they really, I think. Going back to about the score difference, I think there was something in the back of their minds that they couldn't improve their position, that the top four was non-attainable for them, so there was nothing really to lose yesterday either, so there wasn't. But they'll be concerned by their performance, so they will going into the next day, and they'll know they're coming up against, you know, a good, fairly strong McCool's team in the semi-final, who'll be looking for retribution after last year, and they'll know that they'll need to be a lot better next Sunday. Going back to the game, I thought Michael Langan had a superb game for St Michael's. He, you know, he kicked a point into the teeth of the wind from just to the 45. It looked impossible, but he put it well over the bar and caught a couple of great balls around the middle of the field. And even in the last moments when, Gidor were looking to get that goal. It was him that was kind of in the edge of his own square, breaking ball out and defensive rear guard. So, you know, Michaels will take a lot. They've had four wins on the bounce, so they have now, and they've gone playing really well. They're really well set up, and they'll prove a difficult opponent for whoever they get in the quarter final.
Yeah, they definitely will. And Ryan, a massive loss for Cal Sweeney's side. Michael Langan heading away because St Michael's, of course, they will fancy their chances in a quarter final.
Yeah, like it's a big blow for St Michael's, obviously, because, you know, it's probably between him and Oisin Gallen for the best player in the county, really, at the minute. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a huge loss. We've seen it last year, you know, when he was out injured and they didn't have him, you know, they ended up in a relegation playoff. And, you know, it was only when he came back that day that they got the win that they needed when he came on, when he was introduced after his long-term injury. So, yeah, it's a huge blow not to have him. And, you know, but like it's a squad game, as the man says. So, you know, it'll be somebody else will have to step up. And, you know, the likes of Daniel McLaughlin coming off the bench. And, you know, there is a stronger look to that St Michael's side now. They're a well-seasoned team. They don't give up many scores. So, you know, they'll be thinking, you know, I'm pretty sure it's an open draw, isn't it, in the quarterfinal. So, you know, they'll be thinking, why not getting through to the semi-finals at this stage? They're going well and they've got momentum.
Another side that's got plenty of momentum is Glen Swilly, of course, who topped the table this year. Look, Ryan, looking at the performance yesterday and throughout the season's championship, another good victory at Holman Park, Neave Columba, 2-11 to 12 points. A certain gentleman kicking 6 points yesterday as well for Gary McDade's side.
Yeah, like I would say Glen Swilly are delighted with how they're going. You know, they've got the four wins. The only good day I seen them was against Clonhilly, and probably they weren't at their best that day, but they still dug out the win. And, you know, maybe they learned a wee bit about themselves that day as well. You know, they're obviously, you know, they've had good underage success, and Gary is happy to throw in young lads. You know, I think he's used maybe 22, 23 players already, and, you know, they're getting on with it. You know, Murphy looks lean and he looks sharp and he's going well in attack. And, you know, you've Gary McFadden, you've Dahi Gilday, you know, they'll be trying to get Keelan Dunleavy back into the mix now. So, yeah, going well. And, you know, like last year they just missed out on the quarterfinals, and they had to play Glenfinnan in the preliminary quarterfinals, and, you know, they won that game quite comfortably. But I remember there was some talk after it that, you know, when they lost the quarterfinals to McCool's, that, you know, maybe they could have done with the extra week break. So now they have it this year, and, you know, we know Glen Swilly people, they love their football, Porrick. They'll be out watching all the games this weekend that they can get their eyes on, and I'm sure they'll be well prepared for whoever they're playing in the last eight.
Notepads and iPads and everything at the ready. But look, as I say, Brendan, looking at Glen Swilly, the performances this year so far, questions have been asked of them, they've delivered.
Yeah, and, you know, Ryan saw them against Clonhilly. I only saw them the one day against Four Masters, and I was very impressed. Things mightn't have been going their way, but they showed that they were able to stick at it and grind out a result. And, you know, there's a lot of good young players involved in that side. And, you know, like the two Gallaghers and the half-back line have been really, really impressive. They're tenacious. They're hungry for breaking ball, for that dirty ball around the middle of the park. So they are, and they'll drive them on. And then you have the likes of Dahi Gilday, Owen Scott, you know, that really good young players coming through. And it's, you know, obviously Michael is the main man there. You have Keelan Kelly and Copper and, you know, a couple other experienced players. But they're gelling really well. Gary has them going really well together, playing. They're playing with a lot of just tenaciousness and fight in them. And you can see that they're on a mission, so they are. And they'll be, again, they're going to be a tall order for whoever they get in the quarterfinal. So they will going really well. I've been really impressed with them, so I have.
Another side who's performance this year has been impressive. Ryan, you were at Rosses Park yesterday for us here at Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Dunlow, big score against St Noel's, 2-14 to 6 points, and a good home victory for them, of course. And suppose Dunlow, coming up from intermediate a couple of years ago, they've been impressive.
They definitely have been impressive. And, you know, yesterday it was very noticeable, and I was just behind the Dunlow dugout. They were pushing the team on. They felt they could get into the top four, you know, with a good score difference. And they were very unlucky not to make it just in the end up. And, you know, Washington Bonner had a goal chance with about 5 minutes to go that crashed off the crossbar. Gavin Mulroney made a great save from Mark Kern in the first half. So, you know, they could have been sitting pretty in the quarterfinals. You know, now they have a game against Downins, and, you know, they won't fear Downins, but, you know, they'll respect what Downins will bring to it as well. And, you know, I'm pretty sure maybe the last time they met in the league a couple of years ago, Downins turned over Dunlow. So they won't be taking it for granted. But, yeah, like I've seen Dunlow three times, Porrick. And, you know, and I've seen him a lot over the last couple of years in intermediate and things like that. And I'm really impressed with him. I'm really impressed with their conditioning. They've got tough, hard-hitting defenders. They've got a good goalkeeper in Danny Rogers. Ryan Connors and Darren Kern in the midfield. They're physical and they're mobile. And, you know, up front, I suppose, there's always a wee question mark. Are they going to get enough scores? But, you know, Dylan Sweeney was excellent yesterday, scored 5 points from play. Connor Green scored a good goal. And, you know, another man I have to mention is Karen McGee. He picked up Banner Mogan, followed him all over the pitch and helped himself to a mark as well. Really impressed with him. So, yeah, I think Dunlow are moving nicely. They're building confidence. And, they'll put it up to anybody they're facing.
Yeah, Downings and Dunlow is on Saturday at 2 o'clock as well in Clonneely, I think that particular game is. So that's going to be a real ding-dong battle. As we fly through the rest of them, Kilcare notching up a big score against Clonneely, 217 to 8 points. Killy Beggs were defeated by Glenfinn, 11 points to 2-8. And Niamh Connell knocked up 4-11 to Aroas, 5 points. Charles McGuinness getting 2 goals there, Brendan, and... Well, Niamh Connell have quietly got themselves into the quarterfinals as well.
Yeah, and motoring very nicely. And Martin Regan was an interested observer down in Downings on Saturday evening too. So he was, you know, you just look through that Niamh Connell team. There's quality all through it. Charlie McGinn, as you mentioned, scored 2-3. I think Finbar Rorty came in with a goal too. And, you know, they've so much quality, and they can bring more quality in off the bench. So they can, and see Leo made his first probably start of the year too, maybe started another game. But, you know, they're able to manage these players back into the peak of championship. So they are, and, you know, they're still favourites in my book. They're the team that continue to throughout the best performances, bar that loss to St. Junan's. They've been hugely consistent.
Four Masters as well, eking out a victory against Ardragh. I suppose in Pearce Memorial Park, we know how difficult it is to go down to Kentucky and get a victory. But this young Four Masters side, Ryan, they've been performing really well. They had to eke out that victory yesterday, and suppose that experience will stand to them going to the preliminary quarterfinals.
Absolutely, it will be. You know, they had a great victory over Gweedore at the start of the championship, Warwick, but you know, it's probably even sweeter just edging out Ardragh. You know, maybe everybody was expecting them to win it, but you know, like Ardragh putting it up to you, tough place to go and coming away with a 1 point victory for a young team that are building their senior experience. It's definitely a good result for them, and they have a fairly tasty one against Killy Beggs now, and you know, for this Four Masters team, they were in the preliminary quarterfinals last year. I think they'll see getting through the last eight as real progress, along with their league title this year. So I think they'll probably just be taking it one step at a time, and I think they'll be very happy if they can get past Killy Beggs.
Yeah, definitely. And looking at this one, Brendan, as well, we'll come back to the relegation playoffs, but you would be quite happy with your Four Masters side. They're developing nicely, young, youthful guys, and coming away with good performances, good victories as well. So can only be good building blocks for them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you know, they've had a really good championship to date. The rue that lost to Glenswilly, where they feel they may have got something out of that, so they will. But apart from that, their performances have been dogged, and they've shown a lot of quality. So they have, you know, Senan Quinn, I think, is by or Senan. Senan Carr has banged in 6 goals, so he has for them. And you know, he looks to be in great shape, and they've a lot of quality right through the team. Right, Callum McRae, a cornerback, has really impressed me too. Any time I've seen him, he's been really, really good for them. But I think the thing with Four Masters is, you know, the expectation levels and the talk out there because of all the success they had at minor and at underage over the last number of years, it'll take time for that to translate into senior success. And, you know, all they can do is the building blocks to get there, and they're going the right way about it.
A team that's not getting much talk about, but they've made their way in through to the quarterfinals is Kilcar, Ryan. And suppose a big victory in Tourney at the weekend against Clonmacnoise, 217 to 8 points, and they were in control of that game the whole way through. But sitting quietly there, saying very little, and well, they're doing the business.
Yeah, well, you know, they were well beaten that first day against St Unions, but you know, they've backed that up with three fairly comfortable results, Pádraig, you know, and the team's gradually getting stronger, you know, all the time. Ray McHugh's back now, he's in the mix. And, you know, Jason Campbell's back from Australia now as well, Pádraig, and he's a big man in midfield. And, you know, when people would have said in the past that Kilcar lacked that wee bit of physicality, and he definitely gives them plenty of that in midfield. And, you know, Kieran McGinley, last year, you know, he was struggling with injury during the championship. Seems to be getting a good run at it, and scored a couple of points yesterday as well. And then, you know, you've obviously Patrick McBerty up at full forward, and it's going to take a good defender to keep him quiet. So, you know, it's a big year for Kilcar. It's their centenary year, and they want to push it real hard for the Dr. Maguire.
They definitely will. So just recapping on this weekend's games, there's some mouthwatering encounters in the Senior Championship. On Saturday, we've got the Low against Downings at 2 o'clock in Clonmacnoise. St Unions take on Ardrah in McCool Park. That game is at 7:30. Suppose Four Masters are taking on Killybegs on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we're still awaiting that venue. Sorry, it is Ardrah. Gidor take on Sean McCool's in O'Donnell Park at 4 o'clock as well. So, lads, I'm going to put it out to you now. Dunlow and Downings, who's going to come out of that one? I'll go Ryan first.
I've been impressed with Dunlow. I think they'll win this one, Park.
What's your thinking on that one?
Yeah, Ryan? I'd concur with Ryan. And I just think Dunlow might have a bit too much for Downings. Downings, again, would be very happy that they avoided relegation playoffs, etc. And you would fancy Dunlow to come through there.
And the next, of course, is St Unions against Ardrah. I would say both these are going for a St Unions victory there.
Yeah, based on everything you know, I think, Pádraig, you'd have to fancy St Unions coming away with a victory in this one.
Four Masters, yeah, Killybegs, Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, for Mass Killybegs, real tight game, I think this will be. But I just feel that for Masters, things seem to be going a wee bit better for them. We haven't seen Owen Bang Gallagher yet for Killybegs. Will we see him this week? Don't know. So I think you'd have to give the nod towards Four Masters for this one.
And I take it you're agreeing with Brandon's prediction against St Unions and Ardrah before I cut you off there.
Yeah. I think, look, it'd be a major shock if Ardrah won that game, let's be honest.
And I suppose the final game of the weekend, of course, Gidor against Sean McCool's. This is going to be a tight tussle as well, Brendan.
Yeah, really very difficult game to call this. So it is the good old battle last year. So they had Gidor, weren't overly impressive last week, but they play well in O'Donnell Park. They like playing in O'Donnell Park. So they'll probably go in as slight favourites, but really, really difficult one to call. Now that I suppose Oisin Gallen is back, and I see Sean Martin was back for McCool's too at the weekend, so they're strengthening up too as our Kilcar as the championship progresses. But you know, you'd have to say Gidor probably will go in as slight favourites.
And Gidor for you, Brendan and Ryan.
Yeah, like real tight game. You know, Gidor like O'Donnell Park, they have a very good record there. You know, they won a couple of weeks ago against St Unions, when they sat real deep and, you know, were able to hit in a counter-attack. And I just feel they'll try and do the same. They'll try and suffocate the space around Oisin Gallen, and I just have a feeling that they'll come through it.
OK. Well, some big predictions there, and we'll look forward to seeing. Do your predictions turn out to be fate, of course? And,
probably not.
we'll look forward to the senior relegation playoffs as well. Éireann Ballyshannon take on Clonmacnoise in O'Donnell Park as well on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and Glenfinn against St Noel's as well. Tyrconnell Park is the venue there at 4 o'clock. Okay, thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne for joining us to summarise the Senior Football Championship. Of course, Brendan Devaney and Ryan are going to recap the Intermediate and the Junior and look forward to the quarterfinals of the Intermediate and the Junior after these.
Yes, folks, welcome back again. Thanks, Barry Helferty and Brendan Kilcoyne and Ryan for wrapping up the Senior Championship as we get into, finally get into crunch station where the real stuff
is. Where do you get the glasses here, huh?
In a shop. I had to bite the bullet.
Have you got the bullet? Have you got the camera on the bullet?
I'm just looking at some league
tables. You look like a teacher
here.
Now.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
They look intelligent.
You
don't
give it to me. Mean Joe X-Lines, eh?
You wouldn't put me in charge in a classroom, yeah. Listen... You have to just sometimes admit the eyes aren't working properly. This is what happens, lad. Things start to deteriorate a bit. Here, listen, this could pass my glasses quick. Hey, Intermediate Championship, Ryan Ferry, the man of knowledge, of course. Ryan Terman, 4 from 4, top in the group. Buncrana, Milford, Leave Columba, Bundoran, Leave Wurra, and Mallon, all in the mix there, Ryan. Just from the weekend, Ryan, the big games, what stood out for you?
Good to have you back on there, Brendan.
Thanks, sir.
You're like a forward there coming towards the latter end stages of the career where there's 20 good minutes left in you.
And I'm clutch scoring them.
At least I'm good for something. I'll take that, right?
Listen, Brendan, this Intermediate Championship is a strange one.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's very hard to say who are the form teams in it. Like, you know, it's, you know, nobody has been, you know, nobody's really shooting the lights out as such. You know, like Terman, probably after the first two rounds, you were saying they're flying. And then the last two games have only just edged through them. You know, like Milford have probably been a wee bit disappointing with some of their results. Buncrana, you know, Buncrana have got picked up 7 points. They had a great win down against Naoimh Wurra the last day, but you know they've been missing a number of key players like Keelan McGonigal. As far as I'm aware, had surgery last week. Yes. So, you know, that's a big blow. You know, Mallon, you know, were in the final last year, probably haven't got the results you would expect. And you know, Naoimh Columba, I seen them on Saturday evening, and they were very lucky to get a result against Burt. Suppose maybe. Maybe Bundoran, maybe people were writing off Bundoran a wee bit. Maybe their performances have been impressive. But it's and you know, Naoimh Wurra, after losing to Narossa the first day out, you know, you were wondering where they are. They bounced back reasonably well and probably disappointed to lose to Buncrana. So it's an interesting one. It's very definitely well poised heading into the quarterfinals.
Yeah. You just mentioned Burt there. They seem very unlucky in the last number of weeks. They came to be so close to big results. And there they end up at the bottom of the table. They'll still fancy their chances to get out of this.
I tell you what, Bren, like if I was over a team, I would not want to be playing Burt at all, to be honest. Like, you know, they tackle hard and they battle for everything. And, you know, they were happy to let Naoimh Columba chip the ball out short and they had all these players lined up in the 45-metre line and then they were just charging at them then to try and win the ball high up the pitch. And, you know, they're well organised. They had about 3 very good goal chances the last day that they didn't take. And, you know, I'm sure Ronan McLaughlin was scratching his head at how they ended up losing the match. And fairness, you have to hand it to Burt because, like, I was looking at the table before the game and you're thinking, it doesn't look like they can really make it out to the quarterfinals. But they still went and delivered a big performance. Yes. So, yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to be coming up against them.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And you mentioned there, obviously, Naoimh Wurra, Buncrana, you know, obviously that late Aaron Cleary goal, but they also, Buncrana got an OG in the first half. You know, that's a gut-wrenching one for Naoimh Wurra. But, Ryan, you know, looking ahead, you know, obviously, Terman Red Hughes is the first game there in the quarters. That's on Saturday at the Donald Park at 3:30. And then we've got Milford, Naoimh Wurra then. That's really at the same time in Falkirk. Ryan, it's hard, I suppose, Ryan, looking at those fixtures in terms of, as you were saying there, literally on the day. You know, we used to say football isn't on the day anymore, but with that Intermediate Championship, it looks like it is.
Yeah, like I just, you know, looking back to previous years, like there's usually a couple of teams that are are really standing out in the group phase, and hasn't really been like that, you know, as such. So definitely an interesting one. Like Red Hughes and Terman played out a low scoring game last Saturday. They're meeting again this week. You know, will it be a different story? You know, I think it's O'Donnell Park for that one, so probably a bit of a bigger pitch. You know, there's a bit of recent history between these two teams as well. Like, so, you know, you would be expecting Terman to come through it, but you know, Red Hughes have done well without Jack Gillespie, who was a big scorer for them, you know, and that is poor league, but you know, they did well to squeeze into the quarterfinals, and you know, again, nothing really to lose, but I think most people will be expecting Terman to come through in that.
Yeah, surely. And then on the Sunday we've Neve Columba against Bundoran, that's in Mount Charles, and then that is at 12:30 throwing. We then have Buncrana and Mallon. Big game in Carndonagh. Derby match there. There'll be a few sparks flying at that one, Ryan.
Yeah, and, you know, probably looking at it, Brendan, I would have felt, you know, last week when the table was kind of taking shape, it looked like Mallon would probably finish in the outside from number 4 to number 8 in some way. And, you know, they're a strong team. They have players coming back. Michael Byrne has used a lot of players in the championship, but he's liked Matthew Byrne back, Sean Kelly, who weren't playing in the earlier stages of the league this year. So they're pretty much, and the Dosh McGonigal back at the weekend. So they're strong. I think I'm pretty sure these teams drew in the championship group phase last year. So, you know, there's not a great deal between them. I would expect there'll be a big crowd at Foden to watch that game. And, you know, as I was mentioning, you know, Buncrana have had their injuries. Big Sean McLaughlin out with a cruciate injury as well. But, you know, the young boys that have come in, Aaron Cleary and the Dara Corries and these boys, Dylan Mulholland, they seem to really have seamlessly transitioned to senior football. And, you know, I think they won't fear Mallon either. So could be a real tight game. Could be an extra time job there.
Yeah. And certainly I find that the playoff games seriously interesting. You mentioned Burt there playing Fannett, who, you know, by their own standards have had a poor season. Of course, Letterkenny Gael somehow pulled a performance out of, you know, no one was expecting that victory, you know, and Freeing, of course, the county man back in there as well. That's a massive game, as you said, Burt there, take tough, you know, and Narasa then, Letterkenny Gales, that'll be giving Gales a big bit of hope going into that game as well. So Fannett and Burt, that's on at 5:00 on Saturday at Donald Park, and the Rossa Letterkenny Gales is on in Glenties at 5:00 as well. Ryan, that's the intermediate. Ryan, just a quick one. There's a couple of quarterfinals are up for grabs in the junior championship. Neve Patrick Muff against Neve Breed. That's the junior A quarterfinals. That's been played on Saturday, as well as Carndonagh Oris, or Convoy and Oris, sorry.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, and like, it's very, very sad news for the Neve Padraig Club over the last day with the sad passing of Evan Craig. And, you know, I would have remembered watching Evan play in underage finals. You know, Neve Padraig would always have done quite well in underage over the last 10 years. And they would have been in minor finals and under 16 finals, and he always stood out for his red hair and his speedy play. And, you know, I remember hearing the news last year that he had taken on well, and very, very sad. And, you know, it's, you know, you have just passed on your condolences to his family and his friends and his club. And, you know, it's going to be really, really tough for his teammates to go out again on Saturday evening. Like, you know, and like Neve Padraig, a lot of people probably, you know, would be expecting them to come through it. You know, I would fancy them to win it, but it's going to be a challenging week for those boys, no doubt about it. And the other game, you know, we were all wondering actually what was going to happen here, because Carndonagh and Convoy had finished level on points, but Convoy had received 2 walkovers. So we were kind of a bit in the dark about what some people were saying a playoff would be needed, but there's some ruling about the score difference or that was used, rule 11.1 or something like that, Brendan.
Yes.
You'll have to excuse me a wee bit here. I only got that information late in the evening.
I know that one well.
Yeah, so St Mary's Convoy are going to play Oris, and you know, it's a good opportunity for St Mary's. You know, as I said, they had two walkovers, they were home games, so they didn't actually get a home game. So now they'll have a home game against Oris, and you know, Oris are doing okay. You know, they might give a good account of themselves against Niamh Alton at the weekend, but you'd probably expect Convoy to come through that one.
Yeah, 100%, Ryan. As ever, Magic Man, hey, thanks for wrapping everything up from the weekend, Ryan. We'll be talking to you as this championship gets into the real business end.
Top man, Brendan. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Ferry, the Donegal News there. Get the paper. What a roundup every Monday. Fantastic stuff.
He knows every club inside out. He knows what's going on.
He is. He's a mighty man. He's a mighty man. Another mighty man we're going to talk to after the break is Colin McFadden. Yes, folks, welcome back. Now we're joined by Donegal legend, All-Ireland winner, and of course a member of the Donegal backroom team now. It's Colin Anthony McFadden. How are you, sir?
Yes, Brendan, how are you getting on?
I thought I'd call you sir. That's
not so bad here.
That should be called these days. Of course, you're the VP at St. Union's College there, educating the next generation. Fair play to you, Colin.
Thanks, Brendan. I'm down to Fanny here. I'm trying to find a sheltered spot here.
That can be difficult in Dunfanaghy, you know. but don't worry about that, dude. See if you get a wee spot there, Colm. We're not keeping too long. Colm, myself and yourself, we're talking last week there. We're going to get on. There's a project, a fundraiser, the club's running there, Colm. But first of all, just like to ask you, you were at the you were at the St. Michael's and Gidor game at the weekend, were you?
I was over in Mahergallan yesterday.
You would normally, Colm, I was thinking about you. If 5 or 6 points, you'd be unhappy with that at club level yourself. Never mind the whole game.
I just knew after 5 minutes, I said, this looks like a game that will hardly be 10 scores in it. And it turned out there's only 11 scores now. But in fairness, there was the knockout breeze going right across the field. Like, there wasn't easy to shooting in any direction.
Yes.
It's just one of those kind of games. But
Unfortunately, there was a few of them at the weekend, Colm. I think the rule change is the only thing that's going to shift us, maybe. Colm, when you're looking at games now, are you looking in perspective of certain players out there that you might have an eye on? Are you just going as a St. Michael's fan at the minute? Or is there's obviously two things going on in your head as a coach and a member of the Donegal management?
I suppose you have two hats on. I suppose you're looking out for St. Michael's and hoping to do well. You're looking out for new talent as well, and every day you go out. But I suppose from now on, like, the group's games are kind of, you know, it's kind of teams are finding their way and getting used to playing one another. And I suppose from next weekend on, now it'll be down to the knockout competition, so it'll be real interesting from here on in.
Yeah. And Colm, tell me, just on last year, your experience, you know, I remember when Mickey McGeehan, I went down along with him in 2012, I very much wanted to come in because I hadn't coached the team before and I wanted to kind of learn from him. Was that part of your mindset going in with Jim last year to learn from, obviously, everything that Jim has experience with? Is it something, Colm, that you see your future being in coaching, you know, even after your time with the Donegal team?
I was supposed to be a big interest in college there to coach for a number of years, and then I'm coaching underage here in the club now, and that, and I suppose you're always looking to learn. And you know, even I suppose when I finished playing county football, you know, you kind of need a break from the whole thing. At that stage, you're just burnt out. But you know, in the last couple of years, you're following the games and you're going to the games with your family and that, and you know, to get an opportunity to work up front and up close to the players and working under Jim was something you couldn't turn down. Like, so it's just a good setup to be part of, and you know, just watch the boys in the panel, the way they operate and the way they look after themselves. Like, it's you know, it's just lucky to be working with them, and you know, we're looking forward to next year again. Hopefully we can build on the year gone by.
And what's it like there, Colm? Obviously you've Anton in there, you obviously have Charles in there as well, Jim's nephew. It must make, I suppose, you know, when you do so well last year, you know, winning the league and then, you know, the Ulster Championship and that, you know, there's a special bond there, particularly with his family.
I suppose Jim was in charge of it back in, I don't know if you look too much about the family side of it, like, but he was in charge of it back in 2012 and, you know, 2011, 12, 13, and was fond memories back then, and you know, it was just good to be working with him again, and you know, everything covered and everything off the tee, so it's a good setup to be part of. But I suppose next year the expectation is going to be a wee bit higher, might be a little bit different, but so some, you know, hopefully we can build on and, you know, push on and go work on improving a few things from this year and maybe go one step further.
And Colm, tell me, just from your time playing under Jim, that memorable 4 years and the three Ulsters, the All-Ireland, of course, the two finals, that fisted after years and hit the bloody butt of the post in that Kerry game, and I'll never forget it. But Colm, what a 4 years, Colm. See, from your perspective now, is there much of a change this time? I know obviously you're looking out from the management down, but is there much of a change in terms of that time to this time?
Technically, everybody was switched on with that side of things. The way the game's played probably changed a bit where, you know, now you're attacking with everyone's attacking and everyone's defending as a unit. I'd say probably the fitness levels and S&C, that side of things, is just that seems to keep improving and progressing every single year, you know. So that side of things are probably really moved on. But, you know, if we're still back to the fundamentals, you still have to put the ball over the bar and you still have to, you know, work as a team, and you have to be in good shape. Like, and I suppose you need a wee bit of luck as well. You know, any panel that's missing two or three players through injury or whatever will struggle. That's going from the top teams down, and you want to keep a healthy panel. And you know, I think when we went into the Ulster Championship, we started to get everyone back fit and back on the field, and you know that's key to any team, is keeping your panel of 25, 30 boys as many as them fit as possible.
Yeah, and Colm, if this image of you as a training, is it a thing because of your forward playing that? Are you thinking more about that element of the pitch in terms of, you know, space and attacking and advice on shooting and freeze and composure? And is Neil then maybe joining in saying, here's how you go through a man in a tackle? Is that something that happens at training?
Neil likes that part of it, all right. Now, I think you're kind of looking at it. You're looking at everything, and I could, you know, most definitely in the attacking game, there's, you know, you can't just go out and play off the cuff anymore. You'll be found out, and you know, it's like the club championship games here locally. It's, you know, teams are so well set up now that if you're going to blind them games, you're going to struggle to put scores on the board. So, it's just a combination of everything. And like one thing with Jim is he's always thinking and always trying new things, and not afraid to try new things. So like you're learning from him most of the time and taking on board what he's coaching the boys and that.
And Colm, just last question on that. Do you think next year that you know, remember year one, year two, people talked about Donegal. Do you think there has to be a bit of evolution with the team? You know, a lot of people have talked about maybe a possible more kick pass element coming into the game, so we can maybe have a bit of a platform up the pitch while I'm working it through the hands all the time. Maybe that there'll be another element that'll come into your play.
I don't think that's what any team that stands still is not going to progress, and you always have to be developing and improving things. Like, and supposed to go back to 2011 and 12, defensively we were very good, but attacking, we had to work on a lot of things. We got that right in the second year, and you know, suppose this year things were good both defensively and attackingly, but you still have to be looking to improve and move things on. I suppose depends on these rule changes. What changes to talk to? There's so many of them they're talking about and on about. So yeah, depends on what it could be, a total different sport that we're playing January next year. So we'll have to see how that goes and, you know, train towards it. But I think it's exciting. You know, listening, reading some of the proposed rules if they do come in, and hopefully they do improve the game and we get more exciting.
You'd been a queer man for the two-pointer if they do. Colm, tell me this. You have a fundraiser coming up. You have an event running down there.
We're organising an event. A couple of us came together at the start of the year. Something we always kind of thought on that, you know, just the Mindy's with down here, out over Tremore, out over the sand dunes there. I suppose Donegal players over the years with the fond memories of it, up doing 200s and 400s over them. But yeah, it's just a lovely area. So there's a run out over the sand dunes, and there's a cycle, and then there's a kayak up near Muckish Mountain. So just a fundraiser. It's fairly manageable. Be open to anyone, like even if you're a beginner or an elite athlete. And it's all going back towards the St. Michael's main report. So
where can you get information at, Colm, on it, if you want to sign up or be part of it?
It's the Northwest Coastal Challenge. It's on Facebook, and it's all over St. Michael's Facebook page and it's on Instagram, and there's a website too. It's the Northwest Coastal Challenge.
Northwest Coastal Challenge.
All the entries coming in. Yeah.
Did you sign
up? It's on the 5th of October. So it's on Saturday, 5th of October, so it's not far away now.
Myself and Parik, well, Parik's offered.
Do you think the manager Devaney here?
Listen, Parik Humphrey's offering
here. I have Devaney signed up here now, Colin.
Is there a section for boys with beer bellies?
We'll get you through it. I will manage.
Extra large.
We'll probably get you around the course now.
I listen, Colm, 100%. Colm, listen, 100%. Hey, listen, everybody get behind that. That would be a great day out and support St. Michael's Club and a bit of fitness and training as well.
Thanks again, we're looking forward to this, so far, so should be good.
100%. Colm, as ever, brilliant to talk to you. Keep up the good work, sir.
Up and down the sand dunes.
Thanks, Brendan. Alright, see you later.
Good luck, man. Take care. I was Colm McFadden there out coaching, and tell you what, the man puts in some time. Hey, fair play to him. Hey, it's good to have him involved in the.
Are you going to do it, are you?
Donegal
are you
setup. Sign up. Don't be putting me on the spot now. I'll see. I'll have to ask herself. Hey, I'm a busy man. You want to thank Joe Dex. Stay tuned for the excellent Monday night
cheers,
sessions.
Joe.
A man from Cork and a man from Tyrone. They teamed up well, I tell you, boy. Speak to you all next week.